Hello guys, welcome to the Blackpink Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And welcome to a brand new episode.
We should really say the award winning.
How can I forget? Sorry, let me start again. Hello guys, welcome to the award winning podcast, Blackpink Global.
Oh my word. Okay?
Word. Now, if you're watching, if you're listening,
crazy.
You should head over on YouTube.
Not that we should be like blowing our own trumpet. But
No, what are you talking about? We should. Do you know how hard we work? First of all, we're working on 9 to 5. We're watching these matches. We're tweeting. We're podcasting.
It's a lot.
We're editing. We're here moving up and down. This grass season, I have literally been up. I've been taking vitamin C.
The miles so, Lucy's covered.
Listen.
My word.
My steps, my Apple Watch is like boom, boom, boom. I'm like, yeah. I've been up. But yeah, welcome guys. First of all, before we actually talk about that, our numbers went crazy on YouTube, so we have to reintroduce ourselves to the new people.
It's good, guys.
I am Lucy.
I am Eugene.
And guys, this is the Blackspin Global Podcast, where we celebrate Black excellence in tennis, where we talk about our Black players, coaches, and even general tennis stuff, okay? And there is nothing wrong with that, because we did see some comments, but here we're all about positivity and, you know, celebrating our players. And if you don't like it, please, you are more than welcome to leave. It's not by force, because, you know, some of the comments were like,
it's not by force.
It's really not by force. You know, we wouldn't be here if tennis media wasn't too biased in certain races, but we are here. So if you are really upset, please don't be upset with us. Be upset with the industry. Now that we finished that formal stuff.
Facts.
Right here.
Man, what a time.
We have our Tennis Blacklist Award. And for those of you who don't know, we won the media
category for 2024.
Hello.
Following on from our boy Tamani Carroll, who won it last year.
Well deserved.
Which is very nice.
Now we're like, part of the game.
Indeed. Just a special moment. Like, and actually being there as well. Obviously, we were like podcast partners.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really nice to kind of, be in that kind of environment. Like, around so many like Black people that are in the tennis industry.
In the UK as well.
In the UK, exactly. And like, massive shout out to the LTA too, because obviously the event was held at the National Tennis Centre at Roehampton, which is obviously like the kind of main base of like British tennis.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just a really great event, and everybody just kept saying, oh my God, like it's got bigger from last year.
Yeah,
obviously, we weren't there last year.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, we had Richard and Amory on for the pod before, where they spoke about the event and like kind of, how they set it up and stuff. So yeah, just fantastic to be there. And obviously, our award was actually presented to us by Jonathan Overend, who's the Sky Sports tennis like lead commentator. Which is a really nice touch.
I loved how he was like, oh, no way, I was listening to the podcast stuff. I was like, oh my God, thank you.
So that was really cool. So yeah, man, shouts out to all the winners as well.
Yep.
And a massive, massive shout out to both Anne-Marie and Richard as well for putting on such a great event.
Yeah, we're going to have a pod on the Tennis Blacklist pretty soon. So stay tuned for that. But for now, let's talk about some tennis.
Oh,
cannot wait.
The thing is as well, we've said this so many times, like not just this year, but like previous years, the grass court season is so short.
It is so short. Like, I can't believe we're already Wimbledon.
But
it just
thing.
Went...
In our rundown, we've got a lot to kind of cover.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Because there have been... Well, there's been...
To a point where I literally went back to you and I was like, man, cut some of these things off, man. Cut this shit off.
But
no,
I mean, we have to talk about like, obviously the stuff we've not spoken about since we've last been on.
Because
obviously when we were last on, it was about... Well, it was the French Open.
Yeah, but we've released a lot of different stuff. So
true.
Obviously we
had
our interviews.
And,
we had a Tennis
exactly.
Blacklist interview. So we had interview Richard and Anne-Marie. So if those who want to know more about Tennis Blacklist, check that out. We had an interview with Alicia Park's dad, Michael Park.
Shouts out.
Highly recommend that as well. Very good interview. Eugene did really well.
Stop it.
He was just engaging. So it's a quick 20-minute interview. So we've got that extra 20 minutes. Just go listen to that. But yeah, we were really like, we didn't pod, but we had so much. So guys, make sure that you actually follow us on socials so that you can stay tuned, you know, Twitter, Instagram, especially. But yeah.
Yeah, no, well said. So yeah, I think we should get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start. Let's kind of go in order.
Okay.
And we're going to mix and like mix and match.
Got it.
So we're going to go men and women, like alternately. Okay. Like, yep. So let's start in the Netherlands first. So Schattenbosch. Can you say that, Lucy?
Nope. And I'm not even going to try.
I think I've been saying it wrong in terms of the actual...
You actually sound like you said it
no,
right.
No, as in the actual name of the event. So I was saying Labima, but it's Labima. Labima Open.
I think I was...
I was saying Labima.
What was I saying? It's weird because I don't think I've ever said it out loud. I think I've just been just, reading it. Yeah, because yeah. Obviously I don't... Yeah.
So yeah, we had Osaka and Robin Montgomery mm-hmm. reaching the quarterfinals. And Montgomery, she was a qualifier. So she came through qualifying and yeah. went all the way to the quarterfinals. But let's talk about Osaka because she played really, really well.
She did.
On a surface that like she's admitted in the past that she's not exactly the most comfortable on.
Yep.
And yet she looked pretty good.
She looked good.
Got a
she
nice win against good. Denise Mertens mm-hmm. in the first round.
Yep.
She played a Dutch girl in the second round, beat her in straight sets,
mm-hmm.
and then she lost to Bianca Andreescu in the quarterfinals, and that was a fun like three set match.
It was, yeah, it was really good. I think, I know, I do want to focus on soccer, but I think I was just so impressed by Bianca.
Yeah,
like, but I think it's also it just felt like that match just felt like the old times again, like 2019 yeah, again, yeah. Just having that buzz. But the fact that they were both off for so long and they both came and gave us such a good high quality match is that, man, I need you girls to stay here. Like, I really do. But yeah, but that match was so entertaining. From what I remember, Bianca took the first set, right?
She did. 6-4. Yeah. 6-4. Then Osaka won the second 6-3 and then the third was a tie break.
Yeah, so that's very, it. Yeah, very close. Yeah, it was very, very close. Like literally, it just kept coming like up and down. But to be fair, I have to give it to Osaka because Bianca was in control of that match. Mm. Like literally from the beginning to the end, like it was literally in her hands. But Osaka just kept on like pushing it. She was really, really close. Yeah. I think what I've seen from Osaka so far, what I'm getting is she can make it tough for the big players and big hitters. I think she just thinks too much when it's time to close the match.
Mm.
So I think that's the only thing that... I feel like once she can tackle that, that's it. Because really and truly, that Bianca match, she could have won it.
Because that's a great point. I think, yeah, that is a really good point you make. She just lacks the matches,
yeah.
Basically, against those big players.
Exactly.
So I completely agree. Once she like plays more of those and starts to win,
mm-hmm.
we will basically get the old Osaka back.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you said, I think she, you can tell she was really like disappointed after that match because she was very close.
She was very close to winning it. Yeah.
And what rightly said, we should shout out Bianca Andreescu because mm-hmm. yeah, she's coming back from a long kind of injury layoff too. She mm-hmm. did end up losing in the final. To Samsonova. Yeah, Samsonova in three sets. So, and Samsonova was the second seed. So, they, I mean, on paper, she was meant to lose that match anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
But yeah, just back on Osaka, like, man, to see her play that well on grass, like, and obviously we've got to take into account, this is like her... Like, we're still kind of in the early stages of her comeback, let's mm-hmm. be real.
Yeah. I mean, her child's only going to be one literally in, like, a couple weeks.
This is it. Like, it's just really, really impressive. And, like, it just makes the sport more exciting.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, a player like Osaka playing, like, at her peak,
mm-hmm.
man. Like, that's something.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I think, yeah, that match was good. The errors were flying from like both, to be honest, but which was, you know, understandable. And there was a lot of rain delay that tournament
true.
As well.
Conditions
the rain was actually crazy.
They weren't great.
But thank God the condition wasn't too bad. I know a lot of people slipped and stuff, so which is good. Our grass need to do better with that. But honestly, it was, other than that, it was a great match. It was a great match. I was happy for both. I wish Osaka won it, but I'm hoping she's not putting too much pressure on her with that because Bianca came playing like crazy and she still took it to three sets and she was still so close. All she had to do was just close that match and it was just errors. The errors that were coming in too much during that tie break, that's what basically kind of cost her that match, to be honest. But yeah.
What about Robin Montgomery?
Oof. I said it personally from what I was seeing with... what I saw from Montgomery compare from clay to like grass, like the comparison is crazy. I generally feel like grass just going to be a problem as soon as she's very comfortable on it. She was moving so well, as if she like she's been doing it like for a while. I feel like clay will take a little bit more time, but grass, I feel like if she really, really guns it down, she can really be a problem
so
in it.
Your tweet here, I've got it here. So Robin Montgomery on grass, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it,
more
baby.
Than clay.
More than clay.
She's been on it this tournament.
She really, really been on it. Like, she was moving well. Her forehands were amazing. There was one match, oh, I can't remember who, but there was one match where she saved 8 break points. Like, she honestly, she's just really good on it.
Because, yeah, she beat, it was the number 8 seed, Magda Linette, in the first round. And that was a 3-set match, so it probably was that one.
I think it was that one.
Because, yeah, she lost the first set in a tiebreak. Won the second set 6-3 and then, yeah, closed out in the third 7-5. Yeah. But yeah, like, again, we've spoken about her like recently too, because obviously mm-hmm. she had that run in Madrid on the mm-hmm. clay. But it's again, it's just nice to kind of see her transition over to the grass like so seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, yeah, we'll talk more about her.
It was against Niemeyer where she did.
Jewel Niemeyer. Yeah. That was the second round.
It was just crazy. Yeah. And her serves are like great as well. She looks really good on grass.
Yeah. No, she's got a lot of weapons and like, yeah, she looks very comfortable, like you said, on the grass, but the clay too. And I think that's also fantastic.
I mean, look how she was dragging Sabalenka. Hello. That was crazy.
It's just great to see. So mm-hmm. we'll be seeing more of her, obviously, at Wimbledon. She did qualify, so shouts out to her. But yeah, that wraps up Tog and Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
Nottingham, just quickly, Heather Watson, she got a nice win over Kay today, but did lose in the second round to Karolina Pliskova, who beat Alicia Parks in the first round. But that was a good match against Parks. It was a straight sets win for Pliskova.
But even the Watson-Pliskova one match was good as well.
True. And obviously Pliskova, she's got, like, she's a former world number one.
That's what, like, when I saw Watson and Pliskova, I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
But to be fair to Watson, yeah, she pushed her. So mm-hmm. fair play. And then obviously that's where I caught up with Michael, to be fair, in Nottingham.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we spoke about that interview, that's up. So if you guys want to go and have a listen to that, if you haven't already.
Sure.
But after that, Parks then went over to Italy mm-hmm. to play the 1-2-5 in Gabba. I hope I'm saying that right. Gabba, Italy. And she ended up winning both the singles and doubles which again, we did post about. Mm-hmm. She won the doubles.
She did doubles with Baptiste.
Lady Baptiste, exactly. And basically, Lucy, like, since then, she's not lost a match. So again, she went from Italy...
And what did Michael say on that interview?
Wimbledon qualifying and just absolutely stormed through qualifying. Yep. I don't think she dropped a set all week in Roehampton. Obviously, you play 3 matches to get through qualifying in a Grand Slam. And yeah, she just steamrolled. Like, I didn't see any of the matches, unfortunately. I think I saw a bit of the final round match against mm-hmm. Hannah Klugman, the English 15-year-old,
yeah.
who everyone's quite excited about. But yeah, like, Parks just overpowered her.
Mm-hmm.
The serves
mm-hmm.
firing again.
I feel like the confidence and her mindset 100%, has just changed a lot more 100%. Now.
And like, she did a nice interview with, it's on the Wimbledon website actually, and I would recommend you go and read it if you haven't, where she spoke about like exactly that, her mindset and like her dad being back in the camp.
Mm.
And she also spoke about Serena being like a mum, mum figure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So like, yeah, she's virtually
But to be
like
fair, their
mom.
Playing style is so similar. And like, it's actually so crazy.
So apparently Serena literally texted her like minutes after she won that match against Klugman.
Really?
Yeah, like saying, oh, congrats. And like,
oh, that's so nice.
She's proper like a mentor. Oh, I love that.
I really like that.
So... yeah, man, Parks, it's good to see that she's kind of playing at this level, because obviously she's a former top 50 player.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And she's down, I think she's won, well, at the start of the week, I think she was like 121 in the rankings. Like, that is not her ranking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So to see her like basically playing at this level and like getting back up to where she should be, like, it's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. Agree.
Queens now, let's look at the men. Again, we were at Queens.
Queens, yeah.
You were there for qualifying.
Yeah, I was there for qualifying. Yeah, I was there like the Saturday qualifying.
And the Sunday.
and a Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, so you were really impressed with Giovanni Mepeshi,
Paraguay. Oh, man.
6'8" Frenchman.
That man incredible. Is huge, okay? He is like tall and, you know, yeah. But no, he was really, I actually embarrassed myself during this match. So I was right next to like the court.
Yeah.
And at that time it was raining. So I had a puffer jacket. My puffer jacket, whenever I put something like in my hand in the jacket, yeah. and I take it out, like an easy come out.
Okay.
Like I literally even lost my house keys because of that jacket. Damn. And I must have just put in my phone in. And obviously, because I'm tweeting the match and I'm taking photos and I'm taking like notes and stuff. And my Oyster card was in.
Oh, because of your tweet. Yeah.
And for the American listener, Oyster card is basically like a, how can I explain it? Like a travel card, basically, to get around.
Public transport,
yeah. And it just like, it dropped like inside. And then he looked at me and just like, yeah, like grab it. And I was like, and then Empire was even like laughing.
Giovanni looked
yeah.
at
me. And then Empire was even like laughing a little bit. I was just like, oh, let me just see Kevin. Yeah, but
you should have been like Messi.
But aside from that, man, he was really, really good. From his qualifying matches that he was like, he
talk,
was
talk about the match against Zizou Bergs. Because there was a bit of like, not drama, but...
There was, okay. like, it, I mean, it was, okay, so that was in the second qualifying, yeah, second qualifying match, final round. Obviously, with Queens qualifying, you know, people can go there. And you know how the French people are, like, they're still, like, having fun and everything. So during the match, it was getting intense, you know, Giovanni, he has very, very strong serves. It's very hard to break him.
He's 6'8".
6'8", yeah, like, he knows how to move around, like, grass and stuff, so... He obviously took the first set very easily. And it was this nice little kid, you know, French kid. That was straight for Giovanni. It was like, yeah, Ale Giovanni. And I could see even other people being annoyed. I didn't mind it because I was just like, this is like, it's qualifying yeah, as well. Like, it's yeah. not that deep. So I could see like eyes like, and I'm like, it's literally a kid. Like, come on. And next thing you know, what's his name again? His opponent?
Zizou Bergs.
So he comes. Belgian. He comes now like to his side because a kid was actually behind even like where Berg was sitting down.
Oh, okay.
And he fully turned around to the kid and said, like, can you stop cheering? Wow. Like, can you actually like keep
that's
it down?
Kinda
like,
wild.
You know, like you can cheer for him and all that, but it's like, it's kind of like annoying and whatnot.
Was he saying this in English or French?
He was saying it in English.
Wow, okay.
And I was just like, what? First of all, focus on your match. Focus on your match. Win the match. Don't try and tell a kid to stop cheering. And this is what I'm like, see? And then these are the same people that'll come and complain about tennis not being, you know, as big and popular. But you're literally telling a young kid to stop cheering for the opponent. Like, that's...
That is weird. That's
isn't that just
crazy.
Messed up?
Because also with Bergs, he's also quite... He's a character himself.
He like, is. He was hating, man.
Was it the French Hater. Open? I think at the French Open, he was like basically chanting or like... He started a chant like after a win at the French
See?
Open in French. So like he's a rowdy one himself.
Listen,
like,
and that's why I said in my personal account, I was like, listen, if it was the other way around, you wouldn't tell the kid to shut up. Like you probably even join him, even smile at him or spot him. Like I was so annoyed. And the thing is, towards the end, like the kid was even feeling you like more. I was like, yeah,
well
keep
done.
On shouting.
Yeah.
If I shout to that kid. I actually wanted to spot him. Like, next time, do it even louder, okay?
You should have interviewed him.
Like,
on
honestly.
On the spot.
Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, I get it's tough and you know that you lost your head, but turning around and telling a kid to stop
yeah,
cheering.
That's wild.
It's actually so crazy.
That is wild.
Like, win your match, which you didn't. But anyways.
Stop it.
So, with Perica, he was amazing. Honestly, he was really good. I think the first qualifying match, it was a bit... Oh, yeah, because... The rain, I've completely forgot. So Saturday they started, but then they couldn't finish it off because of the rain delay. So he had to do two of those matches on Sunday.
Oh, damn. So yeah. he has to finish the Saturday match on the Sunday
exactly.
and then play.
Exactly,
wow.
yeah. And okay. then the Saturday match, he was going like swiftly.
Yeah,
so
that was against Alexander Vukic.
Yes.
Australian, yeah.
And then the Sunday, like he even started off a little bit like off, but then he picked it back up. But yeah, like he is a... powerful hitter
yeah.
like it's just crazy
I was
like,
really
the serves...
I was there for his first round against
Shelton yeah
and I was like bloody hell like
see
yeah the guy he's a I'm trying to think of the right word without sounding offensive, because he's a specimen, but that sounds a bit, but yeah, he is like, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was lucky enough to talk to him afterwards as well. And where we were like the mix zone. So mm-hmm. we were stood face to face. And I was like, yeah. really nice guy though. Like, speaks really good English too. He made time, because obviously the ATP like moderator guy was like, oh, limited time because French questions and then English. Oh, it was only me and Tamani asking English questions. Yeah.
But
he was really cool. Like, he was like, no, it's fine. Like, it's fine for time. But like, I like that. But back to the match. Ugh. Shelton too, to be fair, Lucy, like, I'm excited about his game on grass because again, he's got the big serve. One thing about both of them, they both are comfortable at the net. Like, and that's something I saw in that first round match.
Yeah.
Pericard, he didn't end up winning in straight sets, but Shelton did play quite well.
Yeah, he did.
Like, it was close because I want to say it was only like one break per set. So
it was, it was close. But I feel like after Pericard won that first set, the second set, Shelton was a bit like, I think
the
that
momentum
kind of put him
was
off.
Yeah. War with Pericard for sure. But I when obviously the match finished, I was like, I'm not worried about Shelton's game. I always say that like a lot, but I'm not worried about his game or like, where his mind's at. Because I just feel like there's so much, he's still growing, but at the same time, like, look where he is. He's a top 20 player. And obviously for Pericard, like, this is a huge win. I think this was his biggest win to date. Beating a top 20 player. But it's just really exciting to see, like,
When I saw the qualifying, because when I watched Pericard like playing the qualifying matches, I was like, yeah, this is going to be a problem for Shelton. And like, people were looking at me like, what? Like, no, like, Shelton's going to have it.
You did say that.
I was like, guys, nah, he's actually going to. And I was watching Shelton practice as well.
Okay.
And he didn't look as comfortable.
Don't forget that he's coming off the back of an injury too.
That's true. Because when I watched him practice, I was like, I watched nearly his entire practice session.
I don't know if it's his shoulder or his arm, but obviously he wears the brace as well.
So after I watched that and I watched how Pericard was like blazing off during the quality, I was like, he's actually going to win this match. Like, I had him already to win it. But it was nice watching them like play, and it was nice, like, you know, Pericard getting his name out there and getting those, you know, getting that momentum, getting those matches in.
He did lose to Billy Harris, the Brit, in the second round. And that was in straight sets. I was expecting more, I'm not going to lie. Because again, Harris is, he's below him in the rankings.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I'm with you. I generally thought, like, after he beat Shelton, I was like, I think we're clear here. Like, I think I can see him going really far.
Making a deep run.
I'm guessing maybe it was fatigue. Maybe he's not used to it as well. Because again, remember, he had to play back-to-back matches. Like, he's been on it. Like, he's been working hard. So I was guessing, like, you know, it was because of that. Because the level was not the same. So I think it was probably that, or, you know, a lot of the players as well don't like the grass.
I think he's okay with. I think he would be fine on the grass. The Queen's grass. We'll talk about.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just at Queen's.
Francis Tiafoe. You were there for that one.
I mean, we can talk about that now. Like,
Rinky Hijikata, he had to retire.
That was a very good match, by the way. That when they were like going at it, like, obviously even when he lost the first set. Oh, which was it, the first second set that he lost?
The first set.
I was still like, I want more of this. like, they were just hitting like both like really well. Like, it was a good entertaining match as well. Unfortunately, when he was trying to like return the ball, he must have like, the annoying thing is that he slipped, but he landed badly. That's what actually caused the injury.
Yeah.
And then they called medical and stuff. And that was just when the third set was about to start and stuff. So it was going to get like even more intense. And yeah, after the medical timeout, like, he basically did like two double faults trying to serve it out. And then he was like, nah, I'm not risking this. Like,
the good thing about that though is that, it was just a tear.
Because I was scared that was going to be something serious. Because I was like,
a grade one MCL sprain. I mean, it's a tear, it's a sprain, my bad. And thank God it's only a sprain and not a tear. Because if it was a tear, he'd be, yeah. he'd be out for a much longer time. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. he's been at Wimbledon this week. I think he was early. He was there. I think he got there like Tuesday or Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But he is wearing a brace on that knee.
Yeah, I saw the picture. Yeah.
But obviously he's in the main draw. So yeah. hopefully he's in good enough shape to kind of compete.
Because that match was honestly good. Like with Hijikata.
Yeah.
Hijikata, shout out to him. Like, he was hitting some incredible winners. Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie.
He's a good player.
Hence why it was very hard for Francis to break. I think Francis even took the first break, but then he just broke back. Like, it was like when one breaks, the other one breaks back. The one breaks back. It was only the second set where, for some reason, Hijikata like had too many errors and stuff.
Should also mention as well, so before Queens, Tiafoe did actually play in Stuttgart too, which is where he was the defending champion.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, Boss Open. Yeah.
And then he did lose in the second round Jack Draper, the eventual winner. Shout out to Jack Draper too.
Yeah.
The now British number one.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
So again, like, I always say too, like whenever you lose, like, if you're going to lose to anyone, like, make sure it's the eventual champion.
True. Yeah.
So he's got two. Well, he's played three matches on grass this year. TFO. So he's I'd say he's match ready, but it's just we don't know how bad the knee is, and hopefully it isn't that bad.
Yeah.
For Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to Germany now. So Halle. So we had Christopher Eubanks, who found some form, reached the quarterfinals along with Arthur Thies as well.
Mm-hmm.
Eubanks, he beat Alexander Bublik en route, who was a seventh seed. But then he eventually fell to Zhang Zizheng of China in three sets.
Mm.
It's a close match, that one. And then Thies came close to beating Alexander Zverev, the second seed, but also lost in three sets. You had a Felix Auger-Aliassime a draw too in the first round.
Yeah.
Again, that was against Dominic Kupfer.
Did he? I actually missed that bit. Did he?
Yeah. So I was looking when I was writing the notes, I was like, yeah, what's the injury? And there was a Canadian journalist, so Jessica Lipinski. She said, small update on Felix's health. It was not his abductor injury that forced him to withdraw from Halle. But it would be nothing serious, and it should not compromise his presence at Wimbledon, I was told. So this is a Canadian journalist based in Quebec. So obviously she must have like insight in terms of like with the team and stuff.
Yes. Okay,
cool. So that's good to hear. Like, and to be honest, it didn't really look like anything serious. Like, he didn't fall over or anything.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
But yeah, I think players just don't want to take any chances like heading into Wimbledon, which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was Halle. Anything to add on Halle? I mean, I think we should shout out Christopher Eubanks.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. He's had a tough time. Yeah, it's been quite tough for him.
It's good to see him get some back-to-back wins on the grass too, a surface that he is comfortable on.
Mm-hmm.
He did lose in Mallorca actually in the first round to Jakub Mensik. Second round, sorry, because he got a bye. But yeah, Mensik is a talented player.
Mm,
I think he did end up losing in his next match. But yeah, good to see Eubanks get some wins before Wimbledon. Obviously, he's got a lot of points to defend too, being a quarterfinalist from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and Thies too, like making a quarterfinal on grass. Like, again, someone who's kind of new to this, being what, 19?
Yeah.
But showing that he's comfortable on a surface that a lot of people find tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Birmingham. We didn't go to Birmingham, did we? Did you go to Birmingham?
No, I wanted to go, but work.
damn work. So Sloane Stephens, she got a nice win over Yuan Yu of China.
I think that was her first grass win in like years. Yeah, I remember seeing someone saying, I think so. Like outside of Wimbledon, of course. Yeah.
And then she did lose in the second round to Elisabetta Giacoretto, who's actually withdrew from Wimbledon, unfortunately, the Italian. So unlucky for her. I didn't watch any of Birmingham, not going to lie, because that was obviously happening for us during work time. But yeah, good to see Stevens get a win.
Yeah.
Berlin now, Coco Gauff. World number two,
mm-hmm.
playing for the first time as the world number two too.
We haven't podded since she's been like
exactly
two.
True. So she made a run to the semi-finals where she lost to her doubles partner and eventual champion Jessica Pegula. The rain in Berlin was crazy. They played a lot of matches like on the same day, unfortunately.
That's so crazy.
It's just mad, like, seeing these kind of conditions. And it's more reason why we should have a longer grass court season.
True.
I'm sorry.
I agree with you.
Ons Jabeur did withdraw from her quarterfinal with Coco Gauff after losing the first set. I don't think it's anything too serious.
I think she just didn't want to play that many
games. She's been at Wimbledon early this week.
Yeah, she's literally like, she was practicing with Sabalenka, having fun, running around, court and stuff. I was like, girl.
She looks okay.
You just did not. You were like, okay, yeah, I've got enough. Yeah.
So we thank God for that.
Yeah.
Mallorca, we did shout out Pegula too, because that was her first grass court championship. Mallorca, we've spoken about Eubanks, obviously losing the first round, but Paul Jubb, he's the story here.
Yeah, he is.
British 24-year-old, NCAA champion, 2019, I want to say. But yeah, just milestone after milestone. So he reached the semi-finals, got his biggest win to date by ranking when he beat Ben Shelton in the quarterfinals. And that was whilst we were at the blacklist.
Show, yeah.
But we had it on the phone.
Literally. Like, Eugene just had it. Like,
we had it on the phone. Like... We're tapped in. But yeah, I'm just so happy for Jubb, man.
Like, same. Because I watched his first qualifying match at Queens.
Was it last year or 2 years ago? I think 2 years ago.
I watch a match of his.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, he was qualifying.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it was tough. Was it qualifying or was it first round?
It was qualifying.
It was qualifying.
I don't think he made it.
Yeah. Actually, no, it was qualifying because I still saw him around the grounds after. And to be very honest, it wasn't looking that good. Like, he wasn't that comfortable. There was quite a few errors and stuff. So to see that he's done all of that at Mallorca, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I did not really expect it. Like, I was like, oh wow, like, okay. And then the match against Shelton, obviously it was tough to like watch because obviously we were at the award show and stuff. But it was really close.
It was
extremely close. And then the tiebreak, how long was the tiebreak again? Was that up to?
Don't know. Was it 10?
10, innit? As well as, yeah.
I think he won 10-8, yeah.
Yeah.
But Jubb had, I want to say, 6 match points before on his 7th. So he had a lot of opportunities. Yeah. And he did save a match point too. So Shelton also had a match point.
Right.
But Jubb ended up saving that. But yeah, just a fun, like, entertaining match. And one that's like quite exciting too, because obviously Jubb is he's in the top 300. I think I want to say his ranking's like 240 something.
Yeah.
So now he'll be back in the, well, he'll be in the inside the top 200 now. Mm-hmm. And just in terms of like the progression and the confidence this is going to give him, because he's a wild card at Wimbledon, rightly so. It's exciting. And I think, again, he could cause some problems on the grass.
Yeah.
In qualifying Queens, he lost to Mackenzie McDonald. So that was the match you saw, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was a straight sets defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Gael Monfils also made the semi-finals. Got his first ever win against Dominic Thiem in the first round. And that was a straight sets victory. Allow it. I know we all know Thiem is on his way out.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, okay.
But listen, Lamont is out here. Like,
yeah, he's been playing a lot. Yeah.
And again, he's been slipping and sliding too. I saw a bit of his match against, was it Batista Agut? I think it was Batista Agut. And obviously Lamont being Lamont, like, he moves, and like the way he moves, his movement is a big part of his game.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you think, oh, you're doing too much. Like, he was at the back of the court. I think it was going for a forehand.
Mm-hmm.
Slid and like kind of grazed his knee, and I was like, oh shit. But like, he gave the thumbs up, and when a player does that, you know they're okay.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah,
thank God. And he ended up winning that match. Mm. Thank well, thankfully. And then he did lose to Alejandro Tabilo in the semi-final. Jarb ended up losing to Sebastian Offner, the Austrian. So it's Offner, Tabilo in that final. Okay, Eastbourne. Again, you were there for Eastbourne.
Yeah, I was.
So you saw Stevens and Emma Raducanu.
Yeah.
How good is Stevens, by the way, in that mint? That mint, like...
That was a really good look.
It's a good look, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was so hot that day as well. So the collar was really, like, popping out. do you know what? That match made me realise, whenever I've watched Stevens a lot against the British players, I watched her at Wimbledon against Konta. She lost. Yeah. Now Emma, she lost. You Brits are getting my girl. But so that match, honestly, again, that was another match where like Emma was just like, I was like, what's going on, mate? Especially that, like, it was just crazy. Like, she was hitting mad return winners. Like, it was just crazy. So Stevens was just trying to like hold into that and stuff. I believe Stevens, she even took the first break as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But literally, Emma just got up and just like you could even see the way she was like fighting it off. Like, she just kept on like slapping her thighs. She was like, yeah, come on.
She was on it, definitely.
She was on it, definitely, yeah. But yeah, it was still good. It was still good for Stevens to get that match in, to just, you know, get herself moving. I think, however, after that first set, she just lost, like, her momentum. She was really close in the first set. She could have actually...
Yeah, 6-4.
Yeah, she could have actually, like, bagged that. It's just that any time she was close, Emma was just moving very different. Either she was hitting, like, the return winners, because she did have quite a few errors with her serves. Both of them, their serves actually weren't that great, to be honest, that day. But on the second set, Emma's serves was just like, she came like, I feel like that filled her up in the second set. It was just like crazy, to a point where, you know, Stevens got bageled. But I even went, funny enough, I went to Emma's conference, and the way she was talking, I was like, okay, I get why you're like this now. You know, she was talking about how like, now she's doing things her own way, and how like she's not, before she used to play at tournaments where... she didn't want to play, or she just felt like she had to because people were telling her and whatnot. But now she's like, if I want to play, then I'll go and play. And she felt like she wanted to play at Eastbourne, and she did. But yeah, she made it all the way to what, the quarterfinals, semifinals,
yeah,
quarters. Yeah. She. It was nice seeing. I feel like what I like about this grass season was nice seeing some players that we didn't expect to be doing as well, and they're doing well.
That's a good shout. Yeah.
Whether it's Péricard, Jarb, Emma, Bianca, like Osaka, Montgomery, like seeing all of these players literally going so far and playing so well, and playing so well as well. It's just, yeah, amazing. So I think that's what I really liked about that match. But yeah.
Yeah, no, well said. We should shout out to Keys and... Well, Keys was the defending champion.
She was.
So she made a run to the semifinals, ended up losing to Leila Fernandez.
Yeah.
And Jasmine Paolini also made a run to the semifinals. Before Eastbourne, Lucy, Jasmine Paolini had never won a WTA tour level match on grass.
Crazy.
Which I find mad.
And then she made it that far at Eastbourne.
Like, but like we've been saying, like, this is a different Jasmine Paolini right now.
I told you guys, it is her year.
You get me?
We told you, it's her year.
Very, very exciting, man. Like, I who did she lose to? She lost to Paolini. I literally watched that at work. Kasatkina. So last year's runner-up.
Yes.
It's going to be a good final, Kasatkina Fernandez. And yeah, I think with Paolini, like, her game on grass is perfect. Like, in terms of her build, low center of gravity.
Yeah.
She looks comfortable on the surface too. Again, she can play, she plays a lot of doubles. So at the net, you know, she's going to be calm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited to see what she's going to be doing at Wimbledon as a top 8 seed, world number 7. My word.
Actually, before we head up, Eastbourne as well, although Sloane did lose that first round, she was playing in doubles.
Good shout.
With Xu Wei.
Yes. They won a round.
Yeah, and they went all the way to the quarters.
Yeah.
I did like that, both of them playing together. That was quite cool.
Yeah, but that's cute. So they lost to the British pair, Lumpsum and Harriet Dart.
Mm-hmm. And even I went to a tie break, so a long tie break.
True,
as well.
Yeah, the championship tie break. Yeah. I say championship, the match tie break, which is first to 10. Bad Homburg. Taylor Townsend, just quickly, good to see her come back because she withdrew from one of her matches before. We kind of forgot to talk about.
No, really, we spoke about it.
Was it before the French?
It was before the French.
But yeah, she's back. So she did lose to Linda Noskova. In straight sets. Noskova is a like talented Czech player, I think a lot of people are aware of. And I did watch a bit of that first set. So I want to say Townsend was like 4-2 up. She was a break up in the first set, but yeah, wasn't able to close it out. And I think she did serve for it as well. But Noskova came back and ended up winning. But yeah, good to see Townsend back. And she'd be playing both singles and doubles at Wimbledon. And you know she's playing doubles with at Wimbledon?
Who?
Katerina Siniakova. So that's an interesting pairing. Because obviously Coco is now back with Pegula for Wimbledon. Obviously the Olympics are coming up. So
fairs.
Yeah. But yeah, let's get into this Wimbledon draw, Lucy. Who are we going with first? Men or women?
Women.
Ladies first.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Alicia Parks, who stormed through qualifying. She has the wild card. Caroline Wozniacki, who's actually like Serena's good friend too. So I wonder what camp Serena's going to be in. Would you... Listen.
I don't even know why Wozniacki even came back. I'm tired of you players that just come back and just be thinking. No, but it's true. You guys just come back and be thinking,
love the game, Lucy.
Love the game by watching it and then also being a commentator or do something. But it's just, no, my, okay.
No, fair play. You're entitled to have your opinion.
I don't know. Good try.
Looking at the camera.
But, you know. I just feel like they come back and they think it's just so much easier.
I mean, listen, she's the one going through it. So,
good luck.
On her head, innit? Robin Montgomery, again, came through qualifying.
Yeah.
She faces another qualifier, Olivia Gadecki.
And guess who she can get on the second round?
Stop it, I know. But reveal.
Jabeur.
Mad. Interesting, you know.
Interesting.
And I think Montgomery, she's on a high... And Parks too. I'm not being funny. Like, that Wozniacki is not happy to draw Alicia Parks.
Experience, bro. I know I just cooked her, but still...
I'm expecting Parks to win that match. I am. Because I just feel like the confidence is there.
The confidence, yeah. I think it's going to be a high, intense match. I won't be surprised if Parks wins. But I'm still on the edge.
Okay, fair enough.
But to be fair, Wozniacki has not been doing like anything mad, really. Hence why I was just chatting shit.
But yeah, Montgomery Gadecki, that is a great draw for Montgomery. And I mean, Gadecki, you look at that and think that's a fantastic draw too, a fellow qualifier. Mm-hmm. So again, 50-50 match that in terms of where that's going to go. Taylor Townsend, now she has a seed, the 25th seed, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, who has previous at Wimbledon. I want to say she's got to the quarterfinals, semifinals.
I'm not sure.
So yeah, but we did say Townsend is also coming back after, you know, an injury. But yeah, great to see her back in the main draw at a Grand Slam. And don't forget last year too, do you remember she was a qualifier? I think she lost in the final round of qualifying and she was hanging around to try and get in as a lucky loser.
Yeah.
And now she's in at, you know, off the back of her ranking. Mm-hmm. So fantastic.
Really nice, yeah.
Jasmine Paolini. I'm doing this in like order of like the draw. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of all over the place. But yeah, Jasmine Paolini is the 7th seed. So a top 8 seed at Wimbledon.
Crazy.
She has Sarah Cerebes Tormo or Sara Cerebes Tormo of Spain.
Mm-hmm. And then who can she potentially have second round?
Who can she have?
Watson.
Heather Watson, who's next on the list. Good draw for Paolini, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Although Cerebes Tormo on clay, like she's a problem.
This is what I'm saying.
But on grass, I'm going to say Paolini is winning that match.
Especially that she just, you know.
And the confidence.
Yeah, she just got some nice matches at Eastbourne.
And she's never won a match at Wimbledon. This is the year.
100%.
This is the, do you remember last year we saw her, it was against Kvitova?
But she was playing around doubles with Fingy.
Irani.
Yeah.
But I'm saying in that Kvitova match, she played quite well.
Yeah, she did. And I was centre court. When I saw that...
With the roof closed.
I was so annoyed. Like, when I saw the draw, I was like, come on, man. Stop giving my girl some tough draws. Be for real. But yeah, but she played well that match.
No, she did.
She played well.
Heather Watson as well. Wild card, again, well-deserved. Obviously British. She has Greet Minnen of Belgium. Good draw for Watson, mm-hmm. I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
12th seed, Madison Keys. She has Martina Trevisan of Italy. Keys made the quarters last year, didn't she? She lost to Sabalenka.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sloane Stephens, not seeded. But she has the 16th seed, Victoria Azarenka. It's a bit of a headache. What's their head-to-head? Let's just see that quickly. What do you think their head-to-head is, Lucy?
I think Azarenka has won more matches. Because they played quite a few times.
Because I don't. It feels like they played a lot, but I don't know. Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
What?
So they played nine times, and it's 5-4 Azarenka. That's like literally basically 50-50.
Okay, so this is going to be an interesting match then.
So yeah, so the last time they actually played was last year in Rome, and Azarenka won that in straights. Stevens hasn't beat her since 2019, and that was in Madrid on clay, and that was a 3-set victory for Stevens.
Keys hasn't beaten what?
Hasn't beaten Azarenka. Well, her last win came in 2019, and that was in Madrid.
We shall see how it goes.
So yeah, that would be interesting. I'm not sure what like Azarenka's form's been like coming in as well. I think she has lost. Did she lose in?
No, she's been alright. She's been Azarenka.
Azarenka, I like that. Naomi Osaka, another wild card. Deserved.
Duh.
She has Diane Parry of France. Good draw.
Her entire draw actually looks good.
Good draw. She's in that bottom half, isn't she?
Shh. I see dead people.
Stop.
That post was sick.
Crazy.
That post was sick.
Uncensored as well. Wow. She widened out here.
And guess what? And if Stevens and Osaka make it to the third round, they could actually potentially play against each other.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
And then Coco Gauff, number 2 seed. She has Caroline Dollarhide, fellow American.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good draw, man.
Her entire draw as well looks good. Her entire draw.
I think that whole bottom half, though, a lot of black girls.
Well, if we are going to talk about alleged...
Stop it. Did you see the draw, actually? There was like a bit of a fumble with the names.
Which I think we need to talk about.
Really? Nah, you ain't got time for that, Lucy.
I'm not talk about, but I'm saying like mention it.
Okay, go on. You can have this one.
You can have this one.
Hmm?
You can have it.
What do you mean?
So, during the ceremony, it was... They said Maria Andreeva's name, was it?
Yeah, I think it was... To be fair, Tamani tweeted about it.
They said Maria Andreeva's name, or was it Sarah's name?
I think it was Andreeva, yeah.
Yeah, so they said Andreeva's name, but then it was literally Sarah's name that popped up.
Absolute scenes.
Yeah, so, yeah, sorry, Beatrice. So Beatrice Hadamaya's name was drawn, but Mira Andreeva's name was placed in the draw. Denise Parnell, the new Wimbledon referee, has had to back up and put the names in the right place.
Crazy.
I'm not saying anything more after that, but I've said enough. By the comments I've made in the past and by what we've just said right now, that's all I'm going to say, and I'm leaving it there. Take it as you will. Do you have anything to say?
On to the men. Ben Shelton, the 14th seed. He has Matteo Bellucci of Italy. Bellucci's a problem, you know. Because he played Tiafoe at the French, took him to 5. Tiafoe did win, but yeah, it was a 5-setter. And then I also watched Bellucci in Nottingham. So he played Gabriel Diallo in the Challenger at Nottingham.
Okay.
And Diallo was winning that, but yeah, Bellucci ended up winning in 3. So tricky, potentially tricky match for Shelton, but I'm expecting him to win. Gael Monfils, he's got an all-French affair, so he's got the 22nd seed, Adrian Menarino. And shouts out to Monfils too, and I think Menarino, I think they're both going to the Olympics, as are Fils and Eubanks, I forgot to say, too. So shouts out to them. Francis Tiafoe, the 29th seed. And again, we're going in order of like the draw. He has Matteo Arnaldi. Arnaldi beat
Tiafoe's draw is actually pretty tough.
And obviously, we don't know what kind of shape the knee's in. So hopefully, he's in good enough shape to compete.
He can even potentially have Alcaraz.
When
in this thing, round three, I think.
Okay, yeah, when the seeds meet, yeah. Elias Sima came through qualifying. Shouts out to him. He has Jack Draper, the Brit. He's the 28th seed. I'm hoping that's going to be on the show court. It better be. But yeah, man, just good to see Yima come through qualifying, because he's always grinding.
Yeah,
and I don't think he's ever broken to the top 100. But he's one of those players. Like when it happens, like I'm going to be so happy for him.
Yeah.
Artifice, he has Dominic Stricker, fellow young player. I think Stricker was a former world number one junior from Switzerland, so he's a good player. He did play he played last year, and I was impressed. Either Felix or Francis, and I was impressed with him. He's a good player. But again, I think that's a good draw for Fies.
But then he can have Hokash the second round, who is very good on grass,
and he's like a top 10 seed, isn't he?
And he just reached the finals at Halle.
Yeah. Because with Fies, like, he should be seeded. Because I think he just missed the seeding cutoff. So to be in a position where you're playing Hurkacz in the second round, that's tough. That's just unlucky in terms of placing. But yeah, we won't talk about Andy Murray, because I've got here Murray playing Thomas Macaque. And I've got to put Mepeshi Perikard.
Fingers crossed. Like, Murray, you are so wrong for doing
Stop
that.
Stop it, Lucy.
Like, I'm so sorry.
Two-time Wimbledon champion.
I do not give a damn.
And he's going to be retiring, man.
No, like, it's not. No. Him playing is not an issue. My issue is the fact that he literally said, I'm going to decide at the very last minute.
I think he's within his rights.
To go and play.
I think he's well within his rights.
I don't agree. I'm sorry. It's like, you're taking up the space, bro. Like, this is greed. Like, you're just being greedy.
This is Sir Andy Murray. Let's just be real. I know this is Blackpink Global, where we're like...
No, but and the thing is, I love Andy. But my thing is that, bro, you have no hips. You're getting old.
He's got one hip.
You need one, two and a half, whatever he has. Go take care of your children. Wrap it up. Call it a day. I don't like it when these players are just forcing it much.
I hear you, Lisa.
Do you get what I mean? And you're taking an opportunity away from players who are fit and healthy and ready to go. You are understanding, because you're not. He's actually not going to play. How much you want to bet? He's not going to play.
You're wasting time. I think he will. You know,
he's not going to play.
I think he will.
That for him to say he decided at the very last minute.
I think he's going to play.
He's going to play, lose the first round, and just literally waste people's time. Anyways.
He's earned that right, man.
Shout out Andy Murray, I guess.
17th seed, Felix Auger-Aliassime. He has the Australian Tanasi Kokkinakis. Good draw for Felix, I'm going to say.
Yeah, Kokkinakis didn't really play that much. He pulled out of Queens. He alleged that it was because of the grass. He didn't want to take the risk.
Kokkinakis.
Yeah.
Look at you with the insight. I like that.
I just saw a tweet for his, but I'm not buying it though. Okay. I don't know. He said it, but I'm not buying it.
Pool job wild card. Rightly deserved.
Yep.
Well deserved even. He has the Brazilian Thiago Chebotch Rild. I hope I'm saying that right.
And he could play against Eubanks if they reach the third round.
And Christopher Eubanks, he starts against the qualifier, Quentin. You should say it then, Lucy. Right?
Yeah, I'm helping you with the French, isn't it?
The French qualifier.
The same way you helped me with the Nigerian surname. See?
So yeah, that wraps up the men's and women's duels.
I just want to say there are two non-black spin matches first round. That I'm really looking forward to. Actually, Iga and Kenan.
Because that's literally a repeat of Coco.
Kenan, if you do not bring that fire out that you had for Coco last year, I'm going to accuse you of something. I am.
Relax.
No, you better bring that fire. Whatever smoke you are
that,
on.
That is a horrible draw for Iga.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
My word.
It actually is. But to be fair, I'm not going to lie. I did watch Kenan practice at Eastbourne. And it was so interesting because I was like, damn, like Kenan used to be like, oh, big name and da-da-da-da. Mm. There was no one around. I was just me watching her. Oh. And, like two or three other people.
A Grand Slam champion, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is a whole Grand Slam champion. But yeah, but even during the thing, she was, I think it was her backhand that she was struggling with a lot. Like it was always going to errors. Like even her coach was like, come on, man, like let's do this. So, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that.
As in, don't tell Iga that.
Yeah. Iga. Don't listen.
Who else?
This is second round. Sinner and Berrettini. That would be interesting.
Is that first round?
Second.
Oh.
Berrettini's definitely going to. Yeah, yeah.
Sinner's
got
Hampman. Yeah. Another Yannick. Spelt different. So Yannick is a...
Oh.
Yannick Sinner is with a J.
And then
Yannick Hampman is with a Y.
Interesting. Kind of hard. But yeah, Berrettini, two Italians.
That is very interesting, actually. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just looking through now quickly.
Yeah, I had a look and I was like, those are the only two ones and like the early rounds that I'm really like, oh, okay, these are going to be things. And I'm actually upset we didn't mention this early.
Go on.
We messed up. This is how you know that we've been up and down.
Stop it.
But guys, we are going to be at Wimbledon again.
Oh, I mean, it's a given though,
on
no?
Court. You never know. You have to let some people know.
Is that arrogant of me to say it's a given?
No. You have to let some people know. You know, there's some people, you know, you never know. They might not put some respect on it.
Stop it.
You know, they might just be dying, thinking it's just a little thing. But yes, we're going to be there on site.
Just a one-time
for 14 days.
Show. Nah.
And as usual, just like last year, we're going to give you the daily podcast. You're going to get a podcast every day about the matches.
Work.
And
crazy.
We're
going
to be there. So stay tuned. Make sure that you follow, listen, everything. Tell your friend, tell your uncle, tell your side girl, your side boyfriend, whatever it is that we're going to be at Wimbledon and give you all the info that you need from Black Spin. Now, let's get to the most important thing. Predictions.
Oh, God, are we really doing that? I'm still looking at the draw quickly to see if there are any...
I don't even have anyone. Actually, let's not do it. Let's skip predictions. Let's go and just enjoy it.
So we're not doing predictions, really?
I'm not doing predictions.
We have to.
Oh, fine. Woman wide open.
That's what you're saying?
Yep.
No, I'm not accepting that.
I really don't have anyone for women.
That is unacceptable.
I don't have anyone. Okay, you give me some. You go first then, since you know everything and you got your degrees.
For men, I'm going to say...
No. Start with women.
Oh, women.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think I'm going to go with?
Coco.
Come on, man. World number two.
Okay.
Come on, Lucy.
Men.
But to be fair, listen, and this is going to sound crazy. The pause. Pregnant pause.
I've been side-eyeing you since. Who are you going to say?
Lucy, you know who, you know, there's a bit of a relationship. Had him on the pod, you know. caught up. I call him Unk now, you know. Lucy, the way he's talking, he's like, listen, there's something there.
You're gonna go with Parks.
Listen, I'm gonna say she's gonna make a deep run. I'm gonna say that.
Okay.
Parks is gonna make a deep run at Wimbledon this year. And stranger things have happened. Emma Raducanu's come through qualifying and won the US. I know that's never been done before, but it's happened. So But I can see Parks making second week. I'm going to say that.
Okay.
But yeah, for me, Coco. I just feel like even though she lost to Pegula in Berlin, I just feel like, yeah, she... The game's in the right place. Most importantly, mentally, I feel like she's just like... You say it a lot, the way she's just maturing.
Mm-hmm.
Like year after year. Like, and I feel like, yeah, last year, the way she went out in the first round, like... Not that that's going to play on her mind, but she's going to want to do better than that.
It's going to play on her mind. but in a positive way. I feel like she's gonna take that as like,
and yeah. she has a better draw this yeah. year. Like she's got Caroline yeah. Dolahide, like, mm-hmm. and that's no disrespect to Dolahide, but I'm just talking about like yeah, the rankings. Yeah. The rankings are like, do you get me? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I'm excited to see Parks, and I'm also excited for Montgomery too. I think Montgomery could make some noise at this Grand Slam, and yeah, Paolini too. Like being
boy,
a top
it's meant
eight
to be
seed.
One
I'm
prediction.
Sorry. You want me to speak? You're not giving me anyone, so like let me have the floor.
My bad. No, because it's meant to be one winner. You mentioned four. I'm like, damn.
I'm saying Coco to win it. But
Coco
like,
to win,
I'm
but
saying
Parks
is making second week.
Sparks making second week.
And okay, I see cool. Paolini and Montgomery also going deep. On okay. the men, though, I always struggle with the men, man.
It's funny because I'm struggling with the women this time. The really? Men already have a winner.
Go on.
Sinner.
Interesting. Top seed, yeah? Yeah. Top seed doing top seed things. Okay.
He made it semifinals last year.
Gucci boy. Him and Gucci Mane need to link up, you know. Yes. I mean, Lil Wayne's a tennis fan. Why can't Gucci Mane be a tennis fan?
Nah, you're right. That is so funny. Oh gosh. But yeah, he made it to the semifinals last year. He just shot. Won a title, grass. He's very comfortable at Wimbledon. He's been for a very long time. Alcaraz, I feel like the issue is his mental. I didn't realize he's someone who puts so much pressure on himself.
Defending champ.
That's the thing. He puts too much pressure on himself.
Interesting.
Which I didn't realize that till after he won the US Open. I thought he was like swinging it, but I personally do not see Alcaraz defending his thing. I really think it'll be a new winner.
Okay.
And I have Sinner first. I don't have a second option.
Do you think Novak's going to play? Because there's also talk about him not being fully...
Do you think he really had that surgery?
I mean, I don't see why not.
So you think he had a knee surgery?
If that's what he said. Like, why?
A knee surgery.
Listen,
and he's already
I don't need any of his like fans coming at us. So I'm not trying to get on. What's his name? Pavi. Is it Pavi? I don't want to say his name. But yeah, I ain't trying to go there. Oh, no smoke. Oh, no trouble.
These views are my own. My own only. And not a Blackspin Global. I do not believe that this man had a knee surgery.
Wow.
A knee surgery. We're not talking about...
Again, he's been wearing the knee brace.
Yeah, but
well.
He's up and down already playing. And he had a knee
it's
surgery.
Novak Djokovic. He's like superhuman.
I don't know, man. Anyways, so... I see him playing, but he's not going to. He's stubborn with it.
Sinner is a great shout, you know.
Yeah, Sinner is. Woman, I swear I have no one. But I agree with you with... I have Montgomery and Paolini making it far.
Okay.
But I do not have, even in terms of like non-Blackspin, I don't have a winner for you.
Fair play.
Generally.
I'm just looking at the women's draw. There are quite a few like first round bangers. So Ostapenko, Tomljanovic, they've had previous.
Ooh, I missed that. Okay.
Who else? Danielle Collins. She's got Clara Towson, the Dane, who's actually like been doing some things recently. Okay.
I'm surprised Collins is playing Wimbledon. I thought she was skipping it.
Really?
Because it's her last year, innit? I thought she just wanted to keep that for the Olympics. But yeah carry
no,
on anyways.
Playing. But no, just those two stand out for me.
Okay,
like,
yeah. I must have missed those.
Yeah. But it's exciting. Wimbledon is Wimbledon, isn't it? So like everyone's like super gassed and like excited. We're going to be heading there now to pick up our accreditations. And for media day, so
sure.
Looking forward to that. But yeah, man, like the grass court season is just far too short. I just wish it was longer. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be special.
And the weather,
fingers crossed,
is looking good.
Fingers crossed.
So
yeah.
You know, all these other European countries, you know, they be raining up, but right now it's hot, it's blazing, and I need it to be like that for the next 2 weeks, at least the first week, because the second week, most matches on the central court anyways, or like the show courts, and they have the roof, so whatever, but yeah.
No, good shout.
So we shall see, and guys, remember, stay tuned, stay on social, we'll be getting you guys your daily podcast live at Wimbledon, and I'm really excited.
Same.
Excited for them.
Obviously, the podcast, they'll only be audio, so no video.
Yes, so no video.
But yeah, they will be daily. So intense for us, but like, intense. Yeah, it's something we enjoy.
I mean, it's where we got this. You know what I mean? You know.
Awards and yeah, shouts out again to the Tennis Blacklist.
For
and,
sure.
And all the winners from this year. So I want to say that wraps up, Lucy.
That is it.
So thank you guys for listening.
We'll catch you guys on Monday, 1st of July at SW19.
Thanks for listening, guys. Take care.